It's Chronicles with Pearls.
Hey guys, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good. Welcome to today's episode. So what I'm going to be talking about today, it's really about our mindset and waiting. Yeah, I know many of us have worked hard to kind of be expecting that at this stage we're in right now, we should be in a certain level, or we should be achieving certain things based on our work. But perhaps we haven't gotten that breakthrough yet. So we might be feeling bad, or we might just be depressed, or doing things that are not really helpful. I just have a few things for us to kind of consider in this stage. I read some time ago that it's not just about the waiting, it's what you do while waiting for, should I say, your breakthrough. So I encourage us to kind of not wait in vain, but be preparing for that next level, or be preparing for what we're looking forward to towards. Let's say, for instance, you studied web development and you finished school September, we're in May, you haven't gotten a job yet. And within that September to May, you haven't practiced what you learned in school, but you're expecting to kind of have a senior level web developer role. I don't think you're going to get that without practice. You need to work towards what you're expecting. So you can't just be waiting for the role to just appear. And even in the world today, there are new things coming up every day. Just the other day, we had, should I say, an AI bloom. So there are different tools out there that could make one's life easier, or should I say hard, depending on how you want to see it. There are tools that could write your site for you, like streamline anything you want at this point. So you kind of have to be evolving as the systems are also changing and evolving. So you need that practice, you need that work, you need to put in that work while waiting for your breakthrough, while actively waiting. You're practicing, you're applying for jobs if you're looking for a job. You're not just waiting for a job to land on your lap. You're putting yourself out there. Yeah, there's a quote I heard from, I think, Nathaniel Bassey. He mentioned in one of his events online, it's like, dress as your miracle. That kind of stuck for me. So I would say the same thing to you. Like, dress as your miracle, or dress as your testimony. So what are you working towards? Are you intending to, let's say, go to your next level? Or do you want to be, let's say, a senior exec in your field? You have to kind of start working towards it, change your mindset, learn things that people that are in that position you're aspiring to be, they learn, or they do, or they ought to know. Start preparing yourself. Don't wait till you get the opportunity to find out that, oh yeah, I didn't prepare, I don't have the skills they need. Prepare ahead of time. I don't think there is too much preparation for anything. No knowledge is lost, and the time you least expect, the information you had, or you stored, or you studied, or you learned, would come in handy for something you're going to use in future. So yeah, put in the work. Another thing is a mindset. You can't be, let's say, aspiring for an executive role, and then you still have the mindset of an intern. Intern is just there to learn, gain the experience before they move to something else. They are kind of trying to find their place in that setting. So they are not, most times you're not really sure what they want. But for you to have, let's say, a definite goal, you need sort of a definite mindset, or a mindset that would align with what you're looking towards. You have to start networking. If you're again in the IT space, you find people that have done what you want to do, learn from them, like follow their process either on Instagram or LinkedIn. Like change your environment, what you can control. Like be a part of a community. Be a part of a community. I have, should I say, some stories about this community aspect of it. I wanted to, I've always liked IT. I love tech. I think my passion was for mobile. I started with hardware a long time ago, repairing, I think I heard, yeah, repairing certain items on phones. Back then, when there were Java phones and Symbian phones, I did a little bit of like changing cases, pimping cases, and changing ports, charging ports back then. Then I moved into a little bit of, let's say, software applications. So, where you wanted Bible in your phone, then Java phone or Symbian phones, I'll get the application for you, put in pretty much anything you wanted on your phones. So that's how I think I fell in love with mobile phones and IT. Then I went into web development, graphic design. I kind of had a little bit of everything in the IT department, but I had this aim of developing apps because I like the way apps work. I like the finished product. So I set myself up to know how to do this stuff. So I enrolled in courses, I enrolled in internships. So I think last year was a defining moment for me. That's when I fully started building mobile apps. And thankfully, I got a community to help me at that journey. I joined Zuri, I think Ingressive for Good. I met a lot of young, amazing people. Even after the internship, which was I think 4 months long, I had meaningful connections from that community that I was privileged to be a part of. And as we speak right now, I have a couple of persons from the same community that I discuss with every other day. If I have some issues with my codes while I'm working, I need debugging, they're always available to kind of give insights or to help me debug my codes. So having those people or persons that are towing the same path as you are, or that have towed the path you're trying to tow, would help you, would make your journey easier. You have like having that community that you can kind of run to, or just show like, oh yeah, it's whatever I'm doing, do you think this is right, or this is, or am I doing it the right way? Having someone to guide you is really a blessing. So yeah, don't neglect having a community of like-minded people around you while in this the process of transitioning to your next level. Another thing is to have respect and honor, like having those in mind. It can't be, should I say, pompous? Yeah, pompous. Respect everybody, every level they are at. Have also self-respect for yourself while moving to this, your next level. Like, do whatever you need to do diligently. Respect everybody, respect yourself. Do things with dignity and honor. And in time, you'll get to where you're heading to. I think one more stuff is, I think these days, Gen Zs and whatnot, they have this vibe, they call like, oh yeah, I don't appreciate this energy. I'm not feeling the energy. The energy here is this, the energy there is bad. So yeah, I'll just say something about that. Having a positive mindset has impact even on your health, spiritual, on a spiritual level, that also It also implies, it applies spiritually too. Like, even in the Bible, it talks about setting your mind, your affections on things that are above, and then think on things that are noble, things that are pure, things that are worthy of emulation. So, yeah, having good mindset also about yourself, having positive thoughts, thinking on good stuff basically. You don't need negative energy, you don't need negative thoughts. Think happy thoughts essentially. Like think on things that are, again, worthy of praise, that are noble. You can't be like looking for, again, the executive role and then be putting yourself down any chance you get. Like, no, I'm not qualified, no, I'm not this. Even if you feel that way, work towards it. You're like, okay, yes, I'm improving daily, instead of saying, oh, I'm not this, oh, I'm bad, oh, I'm the worst. Tell yourself, speak into yourself. It's like, oh yeah, I'm better than where I was yesterday. I'm better than where I was 6 months ago. See every day as a blessing, and with time, by God's grace, you get to your expectation. And finally, I'll say have gratitude. I'd be grateful for everything you've accomplished so far, for how far you've come, for the life you're living. You'll be surprised how persons or people are looking forward to having the life you have, even though the life you have, you feel it's not even worth living, or you feel you haven't accomplished anything. Many persons won't give a lot to have what you have right now. So also have gratitude for God, your maker. Grateful for how far you've come, the resources you've been privileged to use to get to where you are. Yeah. So until next time, yeah, do you have positive thoughts, have the right mindset, network. Change your mindset in time, you get to where you want to get to. And of course, dress like your miracle, dress like your testimony.